easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna. Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. So, I can explain because this episode is months behind. Months behind, y'all. Like, I was supposed to put this episode out maybe the day after I put out part one or 2 days after was the plan. But here we are in September and I'm just now giving it to you. I'm not going to give you excuses. Why? Because y'all don't deserve that. What you do deserve is me promising that I'm going to try to put my butt in gear. I'm going to try to put my best foot forward as far as my podcast to give you guys the gems and episodes that you deserve. Because not only have you guys stayed loyal to me, I have built this following in basically my subscribers during this inconsistent time. Like, you guys have either been sharing my podcast, telling people about it, I don't know, but my following, my subscribers have jumped a whole lot, and I can't do nothing but thank you guys so much. I am extremely thankful for you guys staying loyal to me or just being a subscriber, period. If you're new here, I'm thankful that you even took the chance to listen to my podcast. So past all that, let's get into it. Why we're here, let's start with explaining the stock market part two. Take the time to catch up with part one. We talked about so much. What is stock? What is market cap? How stocks are issued? Why companies issue stocks in the first place? The difference between preferred stock and common stock? And most importantly, why we invest? Risk. I left off touching on risk, but we are going to dig a little bit more into it tonight, along with what types of stock and equities you should buy, price to earn ratio, price to book ratio, return on assets, and return on equity. So let's get into it. In order to understand why we invest in stock, you need to understand risk in the different types. Now, of course, there's a lot of them, but I'm going to touch on some key different types of risk. You know, the more important ones. So let's start with market risk. And market risk is an economic development risk. This is when the whole market as a whole could either crash or your whole portfolio can take a crash. Like back in 2008, there was a whole market crash and everybody took a hit. Okay. Another one is concentration risk. And this is when you have all your money invested into one stock or one investment. Basically, you're putting all your stones in one basket. And that's a risk you can take too. Another two I want to talk about, and they're going to be the last two, is horizon and foreign investment risk. Horizon risk is when your investment time frame changes, and foreign investment risk, which is basically exactly what it is, it's a foreign investment. So say you invest in something in Dubois and for some reason it gets stopped, that's a foreign investment risk. So now, what are we buying? What types of stocks are there for me to invest in? Let's talk about it. Most common is individual stock. So say you have a share in Tesla or Amazon. Those are individual stocks. There's no management fees for these, completely controlled. The taxes are easy to manage, so on, okay? Another types are mutual funds, index funds, exchange change, you know what I'm saying? Exchange trade funds, real estate, investment trust. They all have their pros and cons, but the most common one you hear about people purchasing is individual stocks. So let's talk about the financial ratio and how we evaluate a company when buying stocks. Briefly, I want to introduce these to you guys because it's important to know what type a price to earn ratio as well as like price to book ratio. So there is financial ratio when you are buying stock. And the first question most people want to know is, where do these numbers come from? We gather this data from balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow statements, which is a breakdown of a company's inflow and outflow. So we look at a PE ratio, which is the price to earn ratio, and you are looking at a company's share price to its earning per share. This means it's showing the value of a company's share, and the formula for this is the market value per share divided by earnings per share. So let's get an example going. I don't want to lose y'all, okay? These are not live numbers. Again, these are not live numbers. This is just an example, okay? So don't go quoting me on this, checking on it, talking about some these ain't Amazon's real numbers right now. These are not live numbers. This is just an example. So say we are looking at Amazon and we discover the price for one share is $300.22 and their earning per share for the last 12 months are 7.1. So if I wanted to figure out the PE ratio using the equation we spoke of earlier, we would take the share price, $300.22, and divide it by basically the earning per share. Okay? And in our example, that is 7.1. And we should get about 42.2 as its PE ratio. And that's how we would figure that out. Typically, a good PE ratio is 15 and under. Typically. Historically, okay? So with our example at 42 for Amazon, Amazon would be considered a bit overpriced. Now moving forward, let's get into price to book ratio, which is another valuation ratio, right? Price to earn ratio is a valuation ratio as well, guys. So now what is the price to book ratio? It simply is the company's market cap to its book value, meaning this company is comparing the cost of its stock to the value of its equity if the company was sold today. This is basically the stock assets value, y'all. How to get this is to take the market price per share and dividing it by the book per share. So the book value is the total asset minus the total liabilities divided by the shares outstanding. With the last example I used, I'm hoping y'all get the gist of figuring out these two ratios. A PB good ratio, a good PB ratio is 3 and lower. I definitely want to touch on return on assets, ROA, which is profitability ratio. ROA is profitable a company is compared to its assets. Why is this important to know? It gives us as investors a bit of an idea of how effectively you know how efficient a company manages at its assets to create earnings. To get the ROA, we have to divide the net income by its total assets, and a good ROA ratio is typically 5% or higher, and it's pretty much all subjective. Lastly, I want to touch on return on equity. ROE, another profitable ratio, but ROE is a measure of how effectively a company is creating profit. This gives us, as investors, an idea of the profitability of a company in a relation to a stockholder's equity. To get this, we will divide the net income by the shareholder's equity. And it honestly depends on the industry, what a good ROE ratio would be considered. It's very subjective for sure. All right, guys, so there's some key things I wanted you guys to know before diving into investing. You know, I like to give you the gems, but in an easy to understand beginning friendly diction. And I like to keep it brief, straight to the point. But there is a lot of explaining about the stock market I could do. I could get into debt and equity, asset turnovers, and I could even walk you through how to buy your first live stock. So I don't know. Tell me if y'all want a part three, or should we leave it here? Am I talking too fast? Do you need some live examples? Should I take this to YouTube? Tell me what y'all like. Okay. I'm here for it all. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. We are growing more and more each day, and I'm extremely thankful for the love and support I get here at EBJB, the podcast, as your host. God bless you all. JB. All right, guys. So if you're here, that means you listen to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode, or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless JB. It can be